This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to a few guitar pieces by Agustin Barrios. Or you could call him Nitsuga Mangore. He used a few different names while performing and recording, so you can find his works usually under either Barrios or Mangore. But many people just refer to him as the greatest guitarist to ever play, especially people in his home country of Paraguay. He was one of the first guitarists to make recordings, and he was famous around the Americas and Europe as a virtuoso and an eccentric showman. To give you an example, he was part Guarani, which is a native people in Paraguay. And later in life, he would show up to performances in full traditional dress, using the persona Chief Nitsuga Mangore, Messenger of the Guarani, and he would go through the entire performance using that persona. In case you're wondering where the name came from, Nitsuga is Agustin spelled backwards, and Mangore was the name of a legendary native chief, so it's just a persona he cobbled together. Mangore was first introduced to the guitar not through classical music, but through the folk music of Paraguay, which left an indelible mark on his playing and composing. The three pieces we'll be listening today are all based around folk styles. Two of them are imported from Europe, but given a South American flavor here, and the other one is a bit more homegrown. We'll start off with a waltz, one of the many dance crazes in the 19th century. You can find waltzes from everywhere. And you can hear some of the techniques that made Mangore famous in this one, like his use of harmonics, these clear bell-like notes that start out in the piece. This waltz really stretches the typical waltz rhythm, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and it also features a lot of fast fingerwork. Again, he was a virtuoso. So here's Tariq Harb with Agustin Barrios, or Nitsuga Mangore's third waltz. Thank you. got to have quick fingers to play Barrios, Tariq Harb with his third waltz. And the waltz was an import from Europe, like a lot of the people who settled in South America. But once they got there, they found a huge mix of peoples and cultures. There were the various native tribes that were already there, the new settlers who mainly came from Portugal and Spain, Africans who were brought over as slaves, and while there was a lot of racial tension, which is something unfortunately you'll find pretty much everywhere, there was also a lot of cultural interchange. In Rio, Afro-Brazilian dances combined with European dances to create the maxixe, which is something that's also called the Brazilian tango. As I've mentioned before, Barrios himself had a mix of European and native ancestry, and his music reflects the many different components of his and his homeland's heritage. And again, this is an upbeat piece that features a lot of very quick fingerwork. Here's Edson Lopez with Barrios' Maxixe. One of the big dance crazes from the 19th century in South America, the maxixe, and that's Barrios' take on that, Edson Lopez playing that on the guitar. Now, Barrios didn't just write South American music. He was also very interested in the classical composers of Europe, and he wrote a lot of pieces that took on the styles of various composers. This next piece, Julio Florida, is a barcarolle, which are the songs that gondoliers in Venice sing. And as you can imagine, they've inspired a lot of classical composers. They pop up in Italian operas by Donizetti, Rossini, Verdi. They've also been very popular as solo piano pieces written by Chopin and Mendelssohn and Fauré, among many, many others. This one is probably more influenced by the piano ones, and I've actually heard piano arrangements for it. It's a beautiful song without words, the kind of thing you can imagine being played on a humid summer evening. Here's Jorge de la Cruz with Barrios' Julia Florida. Thank you. Barrios could wow his audiences with his fast fingerwork and great technique, but he also obviously had a beautiful musical ear, a great ear for medley. That was his Julia Florida, which is a barcarolle imitating those Venetian gondoliers punting down the canals. Thanks to Jorge de la Cruz, Tariq Harb, and Edson Lopez for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to head to a coffee house in Leipzig and listen to one of Bach's trio sonatas. See you then.